From an undisclosed location somewhere in North America, this is your weekly Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. You've probably seen the videos on social media of trucks running into invisible walls before running into a child on the roadway, or pedestrians seeming to disappear and rematerialize on the other side of the street as a runaway car slams into the post on the corner where the person had originally been standing. We're talking about miraculous survivals. On Sunday, August 8th, 2021, in rural Pennsylvania, a young woman, who was asked to remain anonymous, was driving her father home from dinner when she lost control of the car coming around a curve. Hitting a patch of loose gravel at high speed, the car spun around, slamming into the side of a small block garage with enough force to all but demolish the building. The airbags deployed and the car was on fire. While her father was pinned inside the crashed vehicle, the daughter, who'd been behind the wheel, suddenly found herself outside the car, standing in front of the house next to the garage. She had no recollection of getting out of the car, or of the crash itself. Photos show it was impossible for her to exit the car without injury. Although she was taken to the hospital for observation, she was unscathed. Her father was helped from the vehicle by fire and rescue, and suffered only a broken rib. Did the young woman teleport out of the car? Was it the work of a guardian angel? Or the Almighty? In the summer of 1976, a farmer in Kansas had taken his children and their friend to the river to swim. However, recent rains had raised the water levels in the river, and the farmer decided it was not safe. His children's friend stated she'd been to the river many times when the river was this high, and was an accomplished swimmer, and without heeding the farmer's advice, jumped into the swollen river. It was an act she would regret, as she was swept up in the current and was being carried downstream. The girl panicked and tried to fight against the water. The farmer, fearing for the girl's safety, jumped in to save her. Unfortunately, the ungainly teenager clutched at and pushed against the farmer, nearly holding him underwater as he tried to find something to stop their momentum. As he felt himself sinking in the fast-moving water, the farmer looked up and saw a bright beam of light, as if someone were shining a spotlight into the river. He reached for the light, and his hand was met by a sturdy tree branch, which he was able to grab and use to pull himself and the teenager to safety. What was the bright light that the farmer saw? Again, was this the work of a guardian angel? Whatever you believe, there are innumerable stories about miraculous survivals around the world. And with the advent of camera phones and CCTV systems, there's even visual evidence. But what sets these survivors apart from those who are not so lucky? In Lawrence Gonzalez's 2008 book, Deep Survival, he found that survivors of situations which should have proved fatal all share some common traits. They tend to be humble, intuitive individuals with strong family connections. Many of the people who miraculously survive an ordeal are not the strongest or the fastest, the loudest, or even the most boastful. In fact, in his research, Gonzalez found that the Rambo types, with years of survival training, were usually the first to die in extreme survival situations. Thank you for listening. This has been your weekly Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. If you have a hot tip or story idea, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at reportminuteman@gmail.com.